Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. This is astrologer Shelly Antine, and I've had a disaster happen with my ability to communicate on a phone that sounded much better than the cell phone. So I apologize for any difficulty in hearing me clearly, but it's better than not hearing me at all, perhaps. This week is starting on Monday, August 26th, and will be over on Sunday, the first day of September, which is the day and the morning for the Eastern Time Zone, 11:18 a.m., and that is when Uranus will retrograde. So, and the same day, Pluto will retrograde into Capricorn. So that's, you know, kind of a big shift on the first day of September, our ninth month of the year in the Gregorian calendar. I mean, some of you may have seen my post about how the moon issues of the calendar are really not meaningful, because it's an artificial calendar that has a linear projection and doesn't have anything to do with the sky, which is one of the reasons that people who are born, quote, on the cusp of a sign don't know whether they are going to be one sign or the other, because the sky doesn't change signs at midnight all the time, you know, on the beginning of a day, you know, it just doesn't do that. So, and even it could be a different day. Like we had the sun enter Virgo this year on the 22nd, but some people will have it come in on the 21st or the 23rd. So, you know, this is not a calendar to look at for meaningful experiences in the sky. But, you know, it's the one we have at the moment. So it's, you know, going to be a big shift at the end of this week. But in the middle of the week, on the 28th day, Mercury goes direct, and hooray and hallelujah. I really didn't think a Mercury retrograde could get any worse, but I had issues of confusion with the post office, a power outage that resulted in me losing a certain phone line. And, I mean, that has never happened to me before, you know. So this is an interesting time, and I will be a happy girl, like many others, when that Mercury gets going. And so we'll talk about that when we get to the 28th. But Monday, the 26th, we are entering also the fourth quarter lunar phase, as we have the moon in Gemini that day, squaring the sun in Virgo at 5:26 a.m. And so this is the waning square. You know, so the moon will look like a half moon in the sky, and in the northern hemisphere, this time the half of the moon will be on the left. Apparently, it's exactly reverse in the southern hemisphere, but I've never been down there to see those things. Be interesting. So 5:26 a.m., and then the moon is spending the day going square Saturn, retrograde in Pisces still, until 5:02 a.m. So that's, you know, just under a 24-hour square for Monday. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but we won't feel that low energy until we get closer to it. But in terms of, you know, you wanting to plan something or open a business or something like that, you wouldn't want to do that, even if Mercury was direct, if you know that the coming moon story is frustration. And this is what that is, because the moon in Gemini wants to be able to flit around, you know, get information, speak to people, have conversations. It is, you know, generally, in a way, you could say a positive or more upbeat, energetic experience. It's mutable, so it's changeable. But when it meets a square to Saturn, that whole energy is frustrated in not being able to communicate. So perhaps the AT&T guy won't show up again for the appointment on Monday afternoon. But that was the soonest one after they blew off an appointment on Wednesday. I mean, it's absolutely been very difficult, but, you know, life goes on, right? So if you were looking at this, maybe this is the time where the decision will be made, you know, that I will change companies finally after years and years and years of dealing with difficulties. With this one, it's sort of, I tell people it's sort of like being in an abusive partnership, and, you know, you just keep hoping it won't happen again, you know, but it always does. So one good thing that's going on for Monday is that Venus in Virgo is making a trine to Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is a sign that Venus rules. So it's a very strong flow of positive energy until 3:24 a.m. on Tuesday. So we're looking at the ability for us to get mundane things done. And so maybe that'll help. But I still might make the decision to end the relationship. I said to myself, don't make decisions until after Mercury goes direct. So that's what I'm trying to do. So maybe it's me frustrating myself. You know, we can do those things, true. Definitely. So when we get into Tuesday, though, after 5:02 a.m., we get a moon conjunction Jupiter in Gemini, and that's at 7:50 a.m., and so upbeat is extreme after the frustration. We make it very happy, and we are really seeking a lot of information and getting a lot of communications in that time frame. The moon sextiles Mercury at 1:17 p.m., it is stationary now in Leo. Now, you know, I always tell you, the worst of the retrograde days is the station, when it's not moving at all. It's not going backwards. It's not going forward. The good news is that when it does move, it will move forward. But, you know, people are not conscious. And Moon conjunction Mars in Gemini coming later until 8 p.m. and then squaring Venus in Virgo until 1:50 a.m. on Wednesday sort of tells me that all that optimism may have to be addressed later. Try not to get into arguments and angry communications, no matter where you are, and on social media or wherever. You may be hearing a lot of incredible things that make you want to be angry, but be careful about that, because when Mars in Gemini fires it off, it's pretty powerful, and people don't always forget that. You know, that's one thing about mutable signs. Mutable means changeable. So, like, things happen for the mutable sign, and they think, oh, yeah, well, and even the cardinal signs, like Aries, you know, they think, well, this was just that moment. Now I can just move right on. But people have some fixed sign qualities, even if they aren't born in a fixed sun sign, and they tend not to forget. So, you know, it isn't really like I can just fire this missive off and there will be no consequence. No, there may be consequence, and we are coming up to, you know, not right away, because we're going to get a new moon after the fourth quarter first, but we are getting closer and closer to the lunar eclipse in Pisces, which will be about changes in relationship and relationships to people, things. I mean, that's going to come in at 25 degrees of Pisces and just, you know, a couple of weeks after the new moon, which would make it coming in at this point on the 17th Tuesday of September. So what you do now may have some ramifications that will be seen further along. And one of the reasons that I say this is also because not only does Moon in Gemini go on to square Venus in Virgo at 1:50 a.m. on Wednesday, but it also squares Neptune in Pisces, which is the sign of the, you know, the coming eclipse, 3:14 a.m. So you're also dealing with a lot of faux news, issues with travel that may be weather-related, confusion is running wild. And if you're sleeping, because you're in the Eastern time zone and it's 3:14 a.m., then you may just have these, you know, strange dreams. But some people could be awake still on the West Coast because it's 3 hours earlier, 12:14 a.m. So just be aware that you've had a couple of hours of, it's not easy to see actual true information or get places. Yeah. But on Wednesday, there's a turn for the better. And it lasts for a while. And this is when the moon enters Cancer at 4:47 a.m. and spends a lot of the day going into the sextile to the sun in Virgo, and that arrives exact at 3:50 p.m. So this is, you know, maybe not as much as the harmony of the lights in terms of its effects and extent, but it is very compatible energy. And you will feel comfortable in your relationships, which is very important for Cancer. The moon in Cancer, so sensitive, you know. So it will be feeling a strong, helpful sun in Virgo energy coming in. And they do say the sextile is the helpful opportunity, so somebody can be there to support something that you need. Venus in Virgo opposes Neptune all day and exact at 4:25 p.m. So be aware if you've painted a picture that is a little too perfect, idealism, fantasy. It can be a great creative if you're doing a poem or some kind of fiction, but it isn't really helpful to be clear and grounded about, you know, what you're thinking is valuable, let's say, because Venus is about what we value, and it can also bring some potential for health issues to arise. You have to be careful what you eat that day, Venus being in Virgo, for sure. 5:14 p.m., Mercury goes direct. And it has gone back into Leo, back to 21 degrees, and it goes direct. And it will not get up to speed until the 5th of September. We'll go back into Virgo on the 9th of September. So you're really gaining ground. And it will pass the 4 degrees Virgo where it retrograded on the 13th of November, of September. Did I say the right month before? Who knows? I am not going to re-record this. So you know September comes after August, right? Okay, so I'm not going to worry about that. Anyway, Mercury direct. So we know that the Geminis, sun signs, are rising. The Virgo, sun sign and rising, may feel a little bit better as direct motion takes place. And they feel it more generally in life. However, it is again, for most of us, the house that has the cusp in Gemini or Virgo will also feel like maybe there's a breakthrough coming. But again, let it move up to speed before you get discouraged if it doesn't arrive yet, because up to speed, again, September 5th. And we have a while before we have another Mercury retrograde. I know that my mind was saying somebody's going to want to know that. So I'll tell you, it's going to be right around the holiday in November. It's going to be quite literally the 25th of November that Mercury will retrograde, and it won't be direct until the 15th of December. All right, so that Mercury retrograde in November, let me quickly get to it, is going to be in, well, it starts out going into Sagittarius fire, and it will retrograde at 22 degrees of Sagittarius, and it will go direct in Sagittarius, so it isn't going to retrograde far enough back to get into a sign other than fire. These were the fire retrogrades this year, except that we had a little jump into Virgo this time before it retrograded back into Leo. Yes, you understand, right? Right. So a shift occurs also Thursday morning. Yes, I almost forgot. Venus. How could I forget Venus? It will enter Libra at 9:23 a.m. on Thursday, the 29th of August. That's a sign it's said to rule. Yes, and that is the scales of balance and justice. Oh, boy, that's such a big area in the United States for sure. Venus going into that sign and you know, it's going to be moving forward in it. That's going to be an interesting time. Things are starting to heat up here again in terms of things like actually cases that are supposed to be taking place. And Venus will not retrograde this year. So there is no fear of a retrograde for Venus in Libra. It will keep on keeping on in a sign where it is strong and where it is putting value on relationships, balance and harmony, and is a wonderful position for artists and people who are designers of any kind. You know, you could be a director of a play and you would be very involved with the design aspects. But of course, you know, fashion designers and home, you know, people who design for others what their houses are going to look like. So those are places where, you know, the attention of Venus goes in a positive way. Venus is always bringing benefits where she is. And in that sign, she can be charming. She wants to please people. And as we know, the South Node is in Libra right now, making people a little bit overly conscious of these things. But I think Venus in Libra itself will bring more of a balance and more actual power to that idea because it's the ruling planet of the sign. We also see that people will be looking to get into contractual relationships. Because, you know, one of the things when we call Libra relationships and its significant others, not just one other, But people who become significant to us, it means we make an agreement, we make like a contract. Whether that contract is written down or not, it is something that's assumed to be so. And so this is a place where when Venus transits this sign, you see people more interested in making those kinds of relationship choices. Venus is in the sign of choosing. And so this is what we're going to be looking at. Venus in Libra is all about beauty and art and books and entertainments and experiences where beauty is available. And Venus in Libra will spend on beautification of self as well as surroundings. So where is Libra in your chart? Venus will be moving through that area, bringing benefits and bringing beautiful energy to that place in your birth chart. Venus will be in Libra. Let's see how long she stays. She will go into Scorpio September 23rd. And then, of course, you know, we're in the fall energy of Scorpio, so she's going to get into all of that. Well, people here are already into it. I mean, people are so thrilled, and I'm in the Piedmont of South Carolina near the mountains. Everybody's like absolutely thrilled to feel the cooler weather. We are actually getting cooler weather. And we are in, as I say, we're in fall already. I've seen the maple leaves, a whole cluster of maple leaves is turned in the woods behind my house. So, yeah. But, you know, when we get into Scorpio time, it's, yeah, it gets really, you know, gets into the pumpkins and all of that. It gets more apparent. Venus in Libra will trine retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 10:32 a.m. So you're going back, thinking about decisions that you made, and you know, how things had changed since January. You know, this is almost the last aspect of Pluto in Aquarius for a while, until next year, because, as I said, it's retrograding into Capricorn on Sunday. But Venus is looking things over, remembering things. What choices did I make back over this time frame? And is there something I would change? Is something returning that I must look at? And so 10:32 a.m. Meanwhile, the moon in Cancer is spent the morning going towards a trine to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. So it finishes at 11:57 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this is the nurturing of the people who are feeling uncertain and frightened and, you know, not sure about what structures are there for them anymore. So this is a helpful experience from the moon and even for the moon that has great need for emotional security, the sign of Cancer. And the home and the family and those things will be on the table. And on the table, literally food. It's almost lunchtime and Eastern time. From here, we get the moon in Cancer going into a sextile to Uranus in Taurus that will complete on Friday the 30th at 7:54 a.m. So we may be looking, again, something new, something different, some different cuisine, some appliances that would help with food making or, you know, things to do with the home or the garden. Real estate, something may happen with real estate. You know, I saw a headline that they're going to be bringing down the interest rates. I don't know if it's going to be that soon or enough to make a big difference, but, you know, this is the time, 7:54 a.m., when the moon sextiles Uranus and Taurus, where we may be hearing more about this or during the time of the approach to it. That started at noon Eastern time on Thursday. So Friday the 30th, moon in Cancer has its last aspect, the trine to retrograde Neptune in Pisces, until 11:24 a.m. And this is where your psychic channels are wide open. You know, just open up and feel it and get the messages. And it may be an older message that you haven't really let yourself download yet, because it's a retrograde Neptune in Pisces, but it can be a day of the morning being filled with message if you're looking for them. It will be there. And it will also be a time where you see a lot of compassion perhaps taking place outside of your personal life too. The void, of course, Cancer Moon enters Leo at 1:09 p.m. on Friday. And now we've got a quick, very quick, like a whole 5 minutes worth of an opposition to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius. And that is the last aspect before Aquarius is no longer Pluto's sign for a brief while. So 1:14 p.m. that comes in. Maybe you ran into somebody or some situation. It wasn't a very happy situation, but Moon in Leo sextiles Venus and Libra, 4:10 p.m. This is actually kind of a good thing to see, the lunar aspect to Venus as a starting point, in a sense, that, you know, we will feel like we want to be loyal to the things we choose and the relationships we have, the agreements that we make. And this is also a time where, you know, if you were spending the afternoon visiting an art gallery or looking into, you know, shops in a small town where you've got local artisans, you know, making things, you know, maybe you're starting to think about your holiday gifts. You find a lot of beautiful things. If you were looking around on Friday the 30th between 1:30 in the afternoon and 4:10 p.m., you may go way overboard after this, because Moon in Leo is going sextile Jupiter in Gemini. And it is like, I mean, it's unbelievably long as it moves toward it, because it doesn't get there till Sunday at 2:10 a.m. But it is a real big uplift. You'll feel so good. And I know places near me also, galleries, small galleries and stuff, are having special things going on. Like, they may not have known that Venus went into Libra, but it's perfect. So if you get a chance to go see things over this weekend, Saturday particularly, it should be really fun. You'll just have to be careful that you don't overspend, such like that. But now, as we come into Sunday, we've got the moon conjunct, now direct, Mercury in Leo at 8:36 a.m. So, you know, that's a great time to talk to your kids or talk about the kids, or, you know, because Leo is also a sign of children, as one of the creations of the Leo father energy. You know, the mother was also there, of course. But this is one of the things that we look at. So you may be wanting to think about having fun. Leo is really a sign of our entertainment, our desire to play. And so we may be making some kind of plan for that. But the moon is going to square what will now be your retrograde Uranus and Taurus at 6:22 p.m. So changes are on the way. And Uranus has been stationary from late afternoon on Saturday, and it went retrograde at 11:18 a.m. Sunday the 1st. And slow moving. Okay, so it's not going to go back very far, I think it goes back to 23, as I did my research this morning. And it will also station direct at 23 Taurus on January 30th of 2025. So it isn't a big shift, but of course for the Aquarians and Aquarius rising people, it is your ruler going retrograde. It is a little bit more frustrating for you. But for people who have Aquarius on the cusp of the house, this will be the place where you may have to revisit some things, and maybe particularly involving technologies and electronic issues is Uranian and Aquarian, okay? So we will see what that looks like. Uranus is a wild card, so we never can totally predict. We can just say change, surprising change, and that will be an accurate description. But the retrograde of Uranus does affect that house, slow down, and it will affect it until the direct motion of January 30th. And one of the things to know about direct Uranus in 2025 is that it will enter Gemini on the 7th of July, go all the way up to 1 degree. You know how Pluto's been doing that, going up to 1 degree and then retrograde? Well, this is what's going to happen with Uranus. It will go to 1 degree of Gemini. It will retrograde there on the 6th of September of 2025 and go back into Taurus on the 8th of November. But when it stations direct and goes into Gemini in 2026, I think it will be there longer and not go back into Taurus. So it's very interesting to me because we had a lot of people who were born with Uranus and Taurus, which gave them the Uranus return. That means they were turning 84. When it returns, you're usually around 84 years old, so some of them leave. People often leave at the Uranus return. If you're still engaged with life and you're still changing and you're still participating, sometimes that doesn't happen and you go on and on, as we've seen, you know, people in their late 90s being more common than it used to be. But, you know, there are lots of people after that generation, I think it was still in Taurus, like part of 1940 and during the Second World War, but went into Gemini. So a lot of baby boomers are from the Uranus in Gemini generation. And we'll talk a lot about Uranus in Gemini when we get there, because believe me, a lot of things changed when the planet of intuition and change went into the sign of the mind. Oh, yes. You can say what you want about baby boomers, but yeah, Uranus and Gemini, they were on those lines in the 60s, changing how we thought. Okay, so let's see what else might happen. Pluto retrograding back into Capricorn on Sunday, the 1st of this September. That will take place at 8:10 p.m. And the moon is going sextile Mars in Gemini since that 6:22 p.m. square to now retrograde Uranus and Taurus. So it's been kind of a little rough after we got past breakfast. Little changes, things, what's going to happen? But the moon is now moving towards that sextile to Mars in Gemini. 8:25 p.m. is when it comes exact. And that's the energy that takes us in the void of course before the moon enters Virgo at 11:48 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the United States. So we are ending the day after, you know, actually 6:30, let's say, in the evening at Eastern Time, on a relatively positive note, positive communications are possible, and we can utilize that. And the next thing we have right after the moon enters Virgo is going to be the conjunction to the sun that will bring us to our new moon at 11 degrees Virgo on what is Labor Day, the Labor Day holiday in both the United States and Canada. And yeah, that's an early Labor Day. And it's going to be a new moon. So the reports that I gave for the weekend is interesting because a lot of people are having holiday that Monday. So they may be going away and doing a shorter trip or something like that. But you'll have to be aware of those Uranus aspects. But boy, you should have a lot of fun on Saturday the 31st. Yippee. But on that day, the energy levels are a little bit low. You know, you probably noticed that when we're coming into a new moon. And we have Mars and Gemini moving towards a Neptune square. So, you know, maybe Labor Day itself is a little bit, has some low points or difficult points. But anyway, holidays are holidays. And that's one of the things that we'll start off with. I will be looking at the chart of the new moon and seeing if it needs its own podcast, because sometimes it does, as we know. But the following week, it may not, because the thing that happens that's really anything out of the ordinary is that Mercury returns to Virgo, as I mentioned that it would, and that won't be until early Monday morning on the ninth day for the Eastern time zone. It will be 11:50 p.m. out in the Pacific daylight time. So probably have enough time for the new moon in Virgo. The next moon, again, is an eclipsed full moon, and I have a feeling that I'll be doing a separate podcast for that one because, yeah, an eclipse, and it's affecting certain people in the news. Okay, I hope this didn't sound too difficult on the cell phone, and I will say goodbye for now.